有的信徒啊离开世间啊蒙主召回以后，那很多的信徒啊在追恋者。
And so once we have a member who have been called back by the Lord, we will also have other members who would remember and miss such a member.
啊，因为有很多的优点啊，值得大家的思念学习。
And of course, because the member who passed away has features and characteristics worthy of our emulation.
啊，甚至于经过几代的人以后，还是在思念着。
And even after a few generations of people, this member is still commemorated by others.
啊，当然经过时代，还是经过十几代以后，还是经过一百代，这个名字啊可能会被遗忘，因为没有被记载在历史的本子里头。
Perhaps after several generations, few hundred generations, the name of such person might be forgotten because the name of such person was never recorded in any historical record.
我们今天读经进入的是《使徒行传》第十章。
And so the current Bible reading progress would be on Acts chapter 10.
那圣经里头记载一个人物啊，不但人在祭奠，而且连神呢，神都在祭奠他。
And so the Bible had recorded a particular character whom God, not only men remember, but also God had remembered.
那圣经里面所记载的被神祭奠的人呢，并不多。
And so throughout the Bible, those who have been mentioned to be remembered by God were not many.
啊，这个人又特别被记录在圣经里头。
And this person was actually especially recorded within the Bible.
因此，他一定有很多的优点啊，可以让我们来学习。
As such, this person probably had a lot of very good characteristics about him that worthy of our learning.
啊，请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
啊，从第一节念到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4. From verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. Verse 2, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Verse 3, about ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly a vision of an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius.
到第四节。
Verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
这里记载有一个人、啊、叫做哥尼流。
And so in this particular passage, a man by the name of Cornelius was recorded.
昨天晚上我们学到保罗的启蒙导师亚拿尼亚。
And so last night we have discussed the teacher of Paul, Ananias.
那亚拿尼亚他是犹太人。
And Ananias was a Jew.
所以他懂得敬拜神是理所当然的。
Of course, it was very natural for that person to know how to worship God.
啊，因为他很虔诚啊，所以很多犹太人都称赞他。
Since he was so devout that many other Jews also praised him quite a bit.
那位亚拿尼亚，当他离开世间以后，一定也是很多人在纪念他。
And when that person Ananias departed from this world, of course, many people would also remember such a person.
保罗也一定会纪念他。
Paul would also remember such a person.
因为那是他的启蒙导师啊。
Because he was the teacher who began teaching Paul.
那这位哥尼流啊，他不是犹太人。
Then this Cornelius was not a Jew.
啊，他是外邦人。
He was a Gentile.
啊，外邦人他的所作所为能够蒙到神的纪念。
And as a Gentile, whatever he was doing was capable of being remembered by the Lord.
那这个人是很特别的。
So this person was extremely very special.
有的时候我们可能会听到哈，这个外邦人当中，我们所认识的人当中啊，某某人的行为啊，比我们信主的人还好。
And so, we have also throughout our journey of faith found out that there are some other people who also have better characteristics than we do.
所以这位哥尼罗一样的，他的行为哈、啊，是值得称赞的。
And so it is just the same that this man Cornelius, his conduct was praiseworthy.
啊，因此我们就来学习 他到底做了哪些事情、啊、值得神来纪念他。
And so let us think about、what were some of the things that he did worthy of our memorial.
我们请看第十章的第一节、啊、第二节
Chapter 10、verse 1、
啊、这里 做介绍说他是个虔诚的人。
And so in introducing this man、here it says that he was a devout man。
那虔诚当然这个是宗教术语哈，那我们经常在听呢。
Of course, being devout would be a religious term that we often hear.
啊，但是虔诚的意思是什么
？Nonetheless, what does it mean to be devout?
啊，这个按照英文的意思。
According to the definition within English,
我们假设去查字典的话
，if we go seek the definition within the
dictionary, 那里面要包括三个内涵
，and three main definition would be given.
那第一个内涵就是很忠心呢。
And the first connotation is that this is someone who is very loyal.
啊，第二个就是有怜悯心肠的。
And second, it would be someone who had a very merciful attitude.
啊，第三个是很敬畏神的。
And third is someone who revered the Lord.
啊，所以他有包含这三个内涵呢。
And so this is someone who embody these three characteristics.
那所谓的忠诚、忠心，就是从头到尾哈，他的一生哈。那个时间点都是一样的。
And so, throughout his entire life, he was very constant in his belief.
他现在是百夫长啊。
Currently, he is a centurion.
那百夫长他可能是从做一个普通的兵哈，那被升被提拔，然后做到百夫长。
So as a centurion, he probably started out.As a soldier first, and then later on, he was promoted up to this rank.
因为这个人啊，他虔诚啊，不但是现在做百夫长，他虔诚啊，他以前的时候就开始很虔诚的。
But it wasn't because he was a centurion that he became devout. It could be that before he was centurion, he was already a very devout man.
啊，就是当官还是很虔诚。
Even though he became an officer, he remained a devout person.
那以后呢，还是很虔诚。
Subsequently, he was still remained devout.
他单身的时候很虔诚，还没结婚以前很虔诚。
Prior to his marriage, and when he was single, he was a very devout man.
结婚以后还是很虔诚。
After he became married, he also he was still a very devout man.
有孩子以后还是很虔诚。
And after he had kids, he was still remain a devout man.
所以每一个时间点都是一致的。
And so, throughout his life, he remained constant.
啊，他有很怜悯的心肠。
And so he had a very merciful attitude.
啊，所以大家都很喜欢他。
He was liked by everyone.
啊，他很敬畏神。
He's someone who revered the Lord.
啊，那中文的意思呢？
Within the Chinese meaning.
啊，中文的意思就是恭敬而有诚意的。
He was somebody who was very who worship and then someone who was very sincere.
啊，所以并不是说应付而已。
It wasn't something that he was just trying to do it out of sort of superficial with a very superficial attitude.
啊，他说要去帮忙的话，他真的就很投入时间来帮忙。
When he wanted to help, he would spend the time to help.
因为要有诚意的话，你一定要有一些时间的付出啊，才算是有诚意的。
And if he wants to show his sincerity, he must spend the time. That's how you would show your sincerity.
比如说你要帮忙朋友的话
，For example, if you want to assist your friend,
那到了朋友那里
，When you arrive at the destination where your friend would be,
那个看一看
，And then you just look around,
然后就走了
，Then you just depart.
哎，我有来呀、
啊。You said that I've been there.
但是呢，没有，实际上没有帮什么忙。
But in actuality, you really never participate in helping.
但是真正一个有虔诚、一个很诚、有诚意的人。
But truly, for somebody who's devout and for someone who's sincere,
哦，他不但是会帮忙找出问题。
This person will not only seek out the where the problem lies.
他还会去解决问题。
A person will also attempt to resolve the issue.
但是要找出问题跟解决问题都是需要时间的。
But then, in order to find out what the problem would be and also develop a solution, really these require time.
所以，为了要表示有诚意的话，一定要付出时间呢。
In order to show your sincerity, you must spend a lot of time.
那虔诚呢，是一种宗教信仰的态度跟价值。
And devout would be a religious attitude and religious value system.
因此要做一个虔诚人，一定要投入，一定要付出时间在信仰的事情上面。
And so to be a devout man, really, this person would have to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, in worshiping.
啊，要花时间来参加聚会。
For example, that person would come spend the time to come to have service.
花时间跟大家一起来学习圣经。
And spend the time to learn the Bible with everyone.
花时间跟大家一起来颂赞神。
And spend the time to praise the Lord with everyone.
花时间跟大家一起来做圣工。
And spend the time to participate in the holy work with everyone.
因为表示诚意啊。
Because all these would demonstrate your sincerity.
但是呢，一定要花时间。
Of course, all these would require time.
那虔诚也是表里一致的一种信仰生活的方式。
And so.To be devout would also be a way to show that you are uniform, whether it's in your outer appearance or your heart within.
好，请看雅各书，新约的雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
第一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
雅各书第一章二十六节跟二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27.Verse 27, pure undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
雅各书最主要的是告诉我们，这个信仰是要表里一致，这个生活要表里一致。
And so the main focal point of James would be that, for our religious life, we need to be uniform, whether it's from the outer appearance or within.
因为雅各书的作者他本身呢，不是反对因信来得到神的恩典，得到神的称赞，得到神的救恩。
The author of James, he was not opposed to, coming to believe and receive God's grace.
他是说有信心以后呢，那自然会做出来呀。
But rather, is that if you after you have faith, you will naturally enact what you have believed in.
但是有信心不做出来，那个信心啊，就是虚假的、虚伪的。
Nonetheless, if you have the faith but you do not enact such according to your belief, then this faith will be fake.
但是去做的人就能够得到福气了。
But then for those who would be capable of enacting what they believe in, then they shall be blessed.
因此，二十六节啊说，假如一个人啊，他自认为很虔诚。
For example, in verse 26, there it says that if anyone among you think he is religious,
但是他不能够控制自己的舌头啊，
and does not bridle his tongue,
啊，当然舌头可以用来赞美神，也可以用来批评别人。
Of course, our tongue can be used to praise the Lord, but at the same time criticize others.
啊，就看我们怎么用我们的舌头。
Then it would be depend on us on how we utilize our tongue.
那只要是不能够用舌头来造出别人来颂赞神的话，那这个人说他虔诚，那就是虚假的。
If a person cannot utilize his tongue to edify others, to help others, then whatever that person believes in would be insincere.
那真正的虔诚的话，就是要付出行动去帮助别人，尤其是要看顾那些患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And for somebody to be truly sincerely devout would be someone who is willing to.To visit the orphans and the widows in their trouble.
那请问，看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇是不是需要花时间呢？
And so let us ask this, and that is to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. Wouldn't this require time?
那可能要花大家的体力，也要花大家的金钱呢。
It probably will require people's physical strength as well as monetary assistance from others.
啊，让我们了解虔诚的内涵的意义。
So all these would be the definition and the connotation of being devout.
圣经说啊，哥尼流是虔诚人。
So the Bible had mentioned that Cornelius was a very devout man.
也就是说，他真正用行动去帮助别人。
In other words, he had utilized his own action, his own conduct to assist others.
那因为神是怜悯的神。
Since God is a merciful God.
所以他跟神的本性一样。
And therefore, he attained this likeness of God.
啊，神很愿意跟他做朋友啊。
God would be willing to become his friend.
啊，神就纪念他。
God commemorated him.
啊，所以我们要真正做一个虔诚人的话，我们要在信仰上投入时间呢。
So if we want to become a very devout person, then, in terms of our religious life, we need to spend time.
天下之间没有不劳而获的道理。
And so in this world, there is no principle that says we can somehow gain without spending any effort.
所以我们在信仰上也是要投入。
And as such, in our religious life, we need to also make these devotions.
就能够得到神的纪念。
And only then are we able to receive this memorial from the Lord.
那再来啊，圣灵说啊，他全家都敬畏神。
And the Bible had mentioned that his entire household would worship the Lord.
啊，不但是他本身敬畏神。
Not only that he was somebody who worshipped the Lord,
是全家敬畏神。
Rather, his entire household worshipped the Lord.
啊，不但全家敬畏神，连他的兵啊都敬畏神呢。
And so not only he worshipped the Lord, but soldiers also worshipped the Lord.
所以这个人是虔诚人，也就是我们刚刚所学习的这个信仰是表里一致的，大家都看得很清楚啊，他这个人是很实在的。
And so we see that this person was a very devout person, that he was uniform from his outer appearance as well as what his heart within. He was a very sincere man.
他这个人啊是很有诚意的，他要帮助人的话，也就是帮助到底啊。
And since he was a very sincere man, and if he wanted to help others, he would help others till the end.
啊，事情不被解决的话，他是不罢休的。
If the matters was not resolved, then he probably would not relinquish the responsibility.
那别人的困难，别人的事情，好像是他自己的事情一样。
And those affairs of others would be like that of his.
那当然，大家都很喜欢他，很受感动。
Of course, and everybody really liked him and became quite touched.
所以他就能够影响到其他的人。
As such, he was able to influence others.
那第一个一定是影响到自己家里的人。
And at first, he would be influencing those people within his family.
那有的人呢，肯定会称赞自己的父亲啊，说：“哎呀，我父亲呢。”很好，是一个好人呢。
And so many of us would praise our own father. That father is extremely good person.
所以哥尼罗的孩子们呢，一定说啊，我爸爸是很虔诚的。
And for Cornelius' children, they would probably say that, oh, my father was a very devout man.
啊，我爸爸也很敬畏神。
My father was somebody who really revered the Lord.
所以他们每天在看他的爸爸怎么说话，怎么做事情。
And so they would be looking after their father as to what he would be saying as well as what he would be doing.
啊，他整天看他的爸爸怎么去对待别人。
And he would also look at how the father would treat others.
啊，怎么去看顾那些在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And they would also be looking at how the father would look after those orphans and widows while in their trouble.
所以他作为父亲呢，就能够带领全家来敬畏神。
And as such, as a father, he would be able to bring his entire household to believe in Christ.
当然，今天的环境社会呢是很困难的。
Of course, the current time and situation would be a very difficult one.
我在家的时候，因为我有那个总地方教会哈，地方教会的几周年刊的纪念册。
And so I have this, commemorative anniversary booklet from this particular church.
啊，尤其是很喜欢看我那个本会啊，我从那里生长的地方啊，鹿港教会。
And so that was actually a booklet from my church that I grew up in, and Lu Guang Church.
那他其中说有一个地方在介绍民国几年哈受洗的人数，还有受洗人的名字。
And so there's one particular part of that booklet would record the number of people who were baptized in a particular year, as well as the names of those people who would be baptized.
里面有我的名字啊，我是民国四十五年，也就是一九五六年啊洗礼的。
And so I was also on that booklet, and I was actually baptized in 1956.
我们那一年呢，我那一次呢，受洗的有几个人呢？36个人。
And during that time, there were about 36 people who were baptized.
大家羡慕羡慕吗
？Would this be something that we all become quite envious of?
一次受洗的人数就36个。
At one time, a baptism had about 36 people.
还不是最多的一年呢。
It wasn't even the year that had the most number.
最多的一年有56个。
Baptized people, the most was one year, 56 people became baptized.
为什么有五十六个人接受洗礼啊？
How come there were 56 people who became baptized?
人都是全家的啊。
Because they were all entire people of entire with an entire family.
只要爸爸哈决定要接受洗礼，爸爸决定要接受这个道理以后
，that if the father decided to accept such doctrine，
那做太太的要做跟呢
，and then the wife would have to follow。
啊，做做孩子的也就来受洗呀。
And then the children would also come to be baptized as well.
全家接受洗礼。
And because of that, the entire household became baptized.
以前的孩子又多。
And previously, in the previous time, many households have many children.
所以一家的话，可能就八个、九个呀。
So within a household, perhaps 8 or 9 people became baptized.
啊，现在呢
？What about now?
啊，爸爸受洗的话，孩子不一定要受洗的。
That if the father became baptized, then the children would not necessarily have to be baptized.
先生受洗，太太也不一定要接受啊。
That if the husband became baptized, then it's not necessary that the wife had to accept.
因为今天很独立。
Because all of us would be quite independent nowadays.
但是对于哥尼流这个家庭呢，不一样。
But then for the household Cornelius, it was different.
啊，他以身作则啊。
That he made an example of himself.
啊、当时的时代这些孩子们都听父母亲的话。
That in a previous generation, the children would listen to what their parents have to say.
受洗的、他们全家都接受。
And because of that, his entire household、
全家敬畏神。
Became accepted the truth and then became come to revere the Lord.
那敬畏是什么意思呢
？What does that mean to revere?
因为敬畏一般来讲只用在宗教、的术语呀、啊。
And so, such a term would often be used in a religious setting.
因为一般的社会不讲敬畏。
But in a colloquial sense, we won't be using such a term.
因为敬畏就是人的对事物的一种态度。
And reverence would be representing an attitude that a person have toward a particular matter.
那敬畏是在面对权威的时候。
And reverence would emanate.Upon facing this authority,
所产生一种情绪啊，带有恐惧。
It'll be an emotion that emanated from within us, and what comes with it would also be fear.
也带有尊敬
，and also respect.
也带有这个惊奇的
，and also a sense of awe.
因此，它是对神圣的事物的一种态度。
And so, this is the type of attitude that we need to have toward God.
所以我们说用来的敬畏神
And because of that, we utilize such emotion in worshiping the Lord.
是对那个权威啊。
That is toward this authority.
所产生一种的情绪，一种的敬畏，一种的尊敬。
This is a type of emotion that emanated from us, a type of reverence that would come out from within us.
神，当然我们很难看到神啊。
Of course, it would be very difficult for us to see the Lord.
但是呢，借着他所造的万物，我们就可以知道有神。
Nonetheless, through the creations that he had maintained for us, we know he exists.
所以很多人到大峡谷去观光的时候
，So for many of us who visited Grand Canyon,
我看到那个自然界的景象。
Upon witnessing the wonder of the natural world,
那个是很雄伟的。
It seems so grandeur.
所以很多旅客就要发出赞叹的声音呢。
That many tourists would express a sense of awe.
Wow, oh.
They would have these sounds.
Awesome.
That it looks awesome.
所以我们神呢是很 awesome 的神呢。
Because our God is an awesome God.
因为大家都发出赞叹的声音呢。
You know, everybody would express sounds that they are in awe.
这个是对神一种敬畏的表现。
And so that is a type of reverent attitude toward the Lord.
因为神创造天地。
Because God had created heaven and earth.
啊，对神的能力啊是，哎，这个想不通了，说这个太奇妙了。
And with regard to God's ability, we cannot fathom because it's so miraculous.
那敬畏神的举动。到底怎么样叫做敬畏神
？And so, what kind of conduct or behavior would represent our reverence toward the Lord？
我们可能经常说、我们要敬畏神呢、啊。
And we would often say that we need to revere the Lord。
那到底怎么样的举动叫做敬畏神
？But then, with what conduct or behavior do we express such reverence？
请看《创世纪》。
Let's turn to Genesis.
22 章.
Chapter 22.
创世纪22章.
Genesis chapter 22.
16节.
Verse 12.
22章16节.
Chapter 22, verse 12. Chapter 22, verse 12, and he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
好，这个二十二章的故事就是神要叫亚伯拉罕呢献上他的独生子。
And so this is a story of how Abraham was to sacrifice his only begotten son.
也是他所爱的独生子。
And also the only begotten son whom he loved.
亚伯拉罕就照着去做啊。
Abraham simply followed instructions to do so.
那他照着去做的时候
，But in doing so，
啊，天使就说了
，The angel said to him，
说你不可在这童子身上来害他
，That you shall not put a finger on this lad，
啊，就说现在不用把他献为燔祭的。
That is right now you do not need to offer him up as a burnt offering。
神已经知道他是敬畏的心哈，他已经知道他是敬畏神的。
Because the Lord had already witnessed the reverent heart toward the Lord.
神要看他的心。
So God wanted to look into his heart.
要敬畏神，因为你没有将您的儿子，就是您的独生子儿子啊，留下来不给我。
That you have feared the Lord, that you have not withheld your only son, your only begotten son from me.
当然，按照人的常理来讲，亚伯拉罕他或许有没有考虑说，哎，那我杀了我的独生子，把他献为燔祭以后，那我就少了一个啊，我就没了啊。
And Abraham did not think like normal people, which would say that if I was to kill my only begotten son, then I would be one son less.
那他可能内心会有很多的挣扎。
That within his heart, there pose a great deal of struggles.
所以有的人在讨论说亚伯拉罕到底有没有挣扎。
And so for many others, they might debate whether or not Abraham struggled.
我们想想亚伯拉罕有没有挣扎呢
？So let us consider, did Abraham struggle?
有没有挣扎说，我到底要不要？只要是把他献为燔祭的话，我这个孩子养的老来得子啊，而且是养了十几年。
Did you think Abraham struggled and said to himself that, oh, I only have this son, and I have gotten the son when I was in advanced in age. At the same time, I have fed the son for 10 some years.
所以按照人的常理来讲，他可能会有挣扎。
According to normal human logic, he would have had struggles.
但是挣扎以后就没有什么特别的了。
But then after he struggled, perhaps it did not become so special anymore.
亚伯拉罕他一定没有挣扎。
And Abraham did not struggle.
当神告诉他说献上你的独生子的时候，他就献上。
When God told him to sacrifice his only begotten son, he simply did so.
他没有考虑到这个后果。
He never considered the consequence.
因为他相信神呐。
Because he believed in the Lord.
他把他的儿子放在神的手中。
Then he entrusted his son onto the hands of the Lord.
他相信神有办法再使他的孩子能够活过来呀。
He believed that God would allow the son to resurrect again.
那神以前告诉他说，要让他的子孙啊，像天上的星星那么多。
Because previously God had already told him that his children would be so many like that of the stars in the sky.
所以他相信神的应许。
And therefore he believed in God's promise.
因此他不会有挣扎。
And because of that, he never had struggles.
因此神才说，我知道你是敬畏神的。
That's why God said that I know you are someone who revered the Lord.
所以一个敬畏神的人。
So for someone who revered the Lord,
不但是说怕神啊,
it's not just somebody who feared the Lord.
他在敬畏神的权威,
that this person revered God's authority.
他神说做了, 神说要献上, 他就献上。
That when God said, make him the sacrifice, then he did so.
他的权威的背后也是一种能力啊。
But what's behind authority would be a form of power.
因为神有权力, 有能力。使他的儿子再活过来呀。
Because God had the power to resurrect the son once again.
啊，这是记载在罗马书里头啊。
This was actually recorded in Romans.
啊，罗马书里头再更详细的解释当时亚伯拉罕怎么想。
And within the book of Romans, there it records a more vivid description of the thoughts that was within Abraham.
所以我们就可以看得到，敬畏神的意思就是说。按照神的话去做， 没有想到啊后果。
And so, we know here now that to revere the Lord is to do according to God's will without considering the consequence.
我们再看出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter
1. 出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
十七节
，verse 17，
第一章十七节
，chapter one, verse 17. Verse 17. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive.
好，那这个故事是当时法老王告诉这希伯来的两个说生婆说，当希伯来人啊，以色列人他们生孩子的时候，假如男的就把他弄死了。
And so.This is a story back then that the pharaohs of Egypt would tell these Jewish midwives that if you see male children being delivered, then you need to somehow murder those male children.
这个命令不是从普通人来的。
And so such commandment did not come from normal people.
这个命令是从王来的。
But this commandment came from a king.
那我们知道王有生杀大权呢。
We all know that kings have the ability toexecute a particular person.
他一生气的话，他要让谁死，那个人就必须要死了。
That if you incur the wrath of the king, then that person would have to die.
好，那这两个说生婆，她领受到王的命令以后
，But then for these two Jewish midwives, after they had received the commandments from the Lord,
因为他们敬畏神
from the king, but since they revere God,
所以就不照着王的吩咐去做了。
Then they did not do so according to the commandments from Pharaoh.
他有没有考虑到他不照王的吩咐去做所带来的风险
？So did they consider the risk that they would incur if they did not do according to the wills of the Pharaoh?
他没有啊。
They did not do so.
因为他敬畏神。
Because they revered the Lord.
所以敬畏神的人就不会考虑其他因素了。
So for someone who revered the Lord, then that person would not.Consider other factors.
因为他的焦点啊，就是在神本身。
Because that person's focal point is on the Lord Himself.
他没有考虑到其他的。
That the person did not consider other things.
说我们要敬畏神的话，也是不能考虑很多啊。
So if we are to revere the Lord, then there's a lot of things we should not place into our consideration.
啊，说今天要选负责人。
So today we are to.Elect board members.
我们敬畏神的话，我们就不会考虑太多啊。我要当负责人的话呢，哇，那要花很多时间呢，啊，要晚回家啊，可能信徒会批评我啊。
And so, if we are to fear God and want to become board members, then we should not consider how we might go back home late or be criticized by other members.
我们看这些古圣徒
，If we look into these ancient saints,
他们敬畏神。
That they revere the Lord.
没考虑到那么多。
They never consider so much.
他们以神的命令为第一啊。
That they only place God's commandments as the first.
因为他们是奉主的名去做的。
Because they had done so according to the name, in the name of the Lord.
啊，昨天我们晚上查考过这个亚拿尼亚。
And so last night we havediscussed a story of Ananias.
他知道要去找保罗是很危险的一个事情啊。
He realized that to seek after Paul was a very dangerous affair.
那神说你只管去啊，你就去就可以了。
The God had told him that then you just need to go.
其他事情我来负责。
That in all other things I will take up responsibility.
因此我们今天也是一样。
Today it would also be the same.
我们敬畏神的话
，If we are to revere the Lord.
我们照着信徒所选出来的结果来做。
That we do so according to the result from the general election.
我们就去做。
Then we just go ahead and simply do it.
其他事情神会负责。
Then in all the matters, God will take care.
那结果呢？我们再继续看出埃及记的第一章二十一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1, verse 21.
今天。
Verse 21, and so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them.
你看呢，说生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他成为家室，那可见他没有，他并没有被法老王所杀。
And so from here we see that they were not executed by pharaohs.
神保护他的生命呢。
That God had protected their lives.
因为神会负责的。
Because God would take up responsibilities.
那我们就知道敬畏神啊的举动。
So from there we understand the conduct and behaviors in revering the Lord.
那虔诚，我们刚才所讲的虔诚跟敬畏神啊，经常是并行的。
And so we had mentioned previously that the concept of being devout as well as reverence would go hand in hand.
啊，请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
啊，今天。
Chapter 12. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
啊，这里说用虔诚还要敬畏的心侍奉神，所以虔诚跟敬畏经常是两个并行的。
And so here we see how reverence as well as godly fear should go hand in hand.
也就是说要有诚意啊。
In other words, you must be sincere.
我们看亚伯拉罕把他的孩子献上，有没有诚意呢？
We saw how Abraham had made sacrifice of his son. Did he? What was he sincere?
假若亚伯拉罕在跟神来计较，来讨价还价。
If Abraham was sitting there trying to negotiate with the Lord,
还是亚伯拉罕他内心有很大的挣扎。
Or that within him, lies a great deal of struggle.
那请问这样子有没有诚意呢？
So if that is the case, then did he? What was? Would he have been sincere?
那这样子就没有诚意的。
And of course, he wouldn't have been sincere.
所以敬畏神经常是跟虔诚就放在一起。
And so we see how here that reverence and godly fear goes hand in hand.
那敬畏神呢是必须要学习的。
And so in revering the Lord, we must also learn this.
啊，因此以前摩西就啊，神就告诉摩西呀。
And that's why previously God had told Moses.
要教导我们下一代来敬畏神。
That we need to instruct our subsequent generations in worshiping the Lord.
因为拜神的事情不是天生的。
Because in worshiping the Lord is not something we can do naturally.
人的天生啊是有罪性的。
That within our innate ability, we would sin.
是离开神的本性。
That we have this ability to just depart away from God.
是不敬畏神的。
And we will not revere the Lord.
而且敬畏神就是必须要透过学习。
But then, in order to revere the Lord, we must also learn how to do so.
要透过提醒。
We must be reminded.
啊，比如说我们现在虽然是信主了。
For example, right now we are, we believe in God.
神所拣选的子民呢？
That we are chosen people of God.
但是我们还是要经常来提醒，大家互相提醒。
Nonetheless, we must also remind each other constantly this.
我们要尊重神啊。
And we need to respect the Lord.
再来哥尼流呢，他多多的啊，着济百姓。
And so we see how Cornelius also gave alms.
那着济是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to give alms?
啊，着济是以财物帮助他人来周转啊，渡过难关。
And so giving alms would be to lend material possessions to others so that they can endure through their hardship.
所以做祭是要帮助他人渡过难关的，并不是要帮助他人去享受的。
And so, in giving alms is to allow other people to pass through their hardship instead of giving them things to enjoy.
做祭穷人哈，就是神的命令。
And so, in giving alms to the poor, we represent commandments from God.
那穷人就是在物质上很缺乏。
That is. Being poor because they were rather deficient in their material possessions.
每一天的供给上，每一天的生活上，哎，真的是很欠缺的。
That is in their daily subsistence as well as their daily necessities, they would be quite lacking.
啊，可能今天饭吃了以后，那下一餐不知道要去哪里吃啊。
And so for some people, that after eating their first meal, they probably would not know where their next meals would come from.
那找不到住的地方啊
！They cannot find a place where they can live.
啊，这个就是有欠缺啊。
And of course, these would be insufficiencies.
因为他不能够满足他每天生活的需要，最基本的需要。
Person cannot satisfy the most basic needs of their lives.
啊，这种就是要帮助的对象。
And so these are the type of people whom we should assist.
因此，帮助穷人是神的命令，神的吩咐。
Helping the poor would be a commandment from God.
啊，请看《申命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记十五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
申命记十五章十一。
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，请念念。
Chapter 15, verse 11. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hands wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy, and in your land.
好，神说啊，这个穷人呢、啊、是经常会有的啦。
And so here God said that poor would often be among you.
啊，可能在我们的隔壁就有穷人呢、啊。
It could be that right next to us, our neighbor would be poor.
啊，因此神就吩咐我们说。
As such, the Lord had instructed us this.
啊，吩咐也是一种命令啊。
And this instruction, it will be a form of commandment.
就是要向困苦穷乏的人松开手。
And that is, you need to release your hands onto those who are suffering from hardship.
就是不要进到抱胸了。
So do not try to completely enclose yourself.
你抱胸的话，就手不伸出去啊。
And so if you enclose yourself by holding yourself, then you're not relinquishing your hands.
那抱胸怎么能够帮助别人？
If you do that, then how can you help others?
有的话只是出一张嘴巴而已啊。
That if you can do so, then you would only be just utilizing your mouth.
但是我们只要双手，不要抱胸，双手就能够去帮助别人了。
But if we don't just simply hold on to ourselves, but rather relinquish our hands, then we can help others.
因此这是神的命令。
So these represent God's commandments.
在新约圣经也是告诉我们说，对那些穷乏的人哦，不能够塞住我们怜悯的心肠。
And so, in the New Testament, there it also mentioned that toward those who are poor, we should not withhold our compassionate attitude.
那每一个人都有一颗怜悯的心肠。
Because all of us have a very merciful heart within us.
当别人有需要我们帮忙的时候，不能够塞住。
When others are in need of help, we should not stop ourselves.
手一定要伸手啊。去帮助他。
That we need to extend our hands so that they can be helped.
那周济穷人也不是有钱人的专利。
And so in giving alms would also not be a exclusive rights of those who are rich.
不能说我没办法啦。
So you cannot say that, oh, I don't have the method to do so.
我这里都吃不饱了。
That is, I cannot feed myself.
啊，其实啊，很多人比我们更可怜。
But then you can see that a lot of people will be rather more pitiful than us.
啊，请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章第一节啊。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
第四节。
To verse 4.
好，那因为时间关系啊，我来念啊。来看第一节。
Verse 1.
这个神赐给马其顿教会的恩、啊、那这个恩典是什么呢？恩典、啊、并不是说哇神就祝福他们、啊、
In chapter 1, the grace that's been referred to here, what it would be, and that it's not just that God had just blessed them.
哇，让这些马其顿教会的信徒啊，突然之间大家都啊，生活都过得很好，
It would not be the case that the church in Macedonia would simply bebe getting all these material possessions and have wonderful lives.
好，这个恩典是什么呢？第二节。
But rather, what would these grace be? Let's look at verse 2.
就是他们在患难中受到试炼的时候，能有满足的快乐，在极穷之间显啊，还显格外啊，显出他们乐捐的厚恩呢。
That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
那我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且是过了力量，自己也甘心乐意的捐助。第四。
Verse 4.
再三求我们主，他们在这项供给圣徒的恩情上有份。所以当时他们非常贫穷。
So back then they were extremely poor.
而且呢是受大试炼。
And they were under such great tribulation.
但是他仍然呢愿意来帮助那些耶路撒冷啊遭受饥荒、贫穷的那些信徒。
But then they were willing still to assist those people who were suffering from poverty in Jerusalem. They did not have to help them.
But then
even though they were poor, they would say that allow us to take part in this blessing of being able to help others.
They would say that allow us to take part in this blessing
of And of course, the money that they were capable of donating would not have been much.
但是感动了很多人啊。
Nonetheless, it still touched many others.
所以才把那一段故事啊，记放在圣经里头，一直流传到现在。
Of course, then this particular story had been preserved within the Bible that it is up till now.
所以不是钱多少的问题。
So it does not matter the abundance of wealth.
而是有没有心的问题。
But rather is how much heart and what kind of attitude you have.
那虔诚的意思就是要有诚意啊。
So, in giving up these material possessions, you must be sincere.
所以马其顿宗教他们真的是有心呐。
And so these church in Macedonia, really, they were sincere.
所以帮助穷人并不是有钱人的专利。
And so it is not the exclusive rights of the riches, the rich that. Can help others.
那帮助穷人的结果是什么呢？
So what will be the consequences of being able to help others?
那继续看第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那神能将各样的恩惠啊多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能够行各样的善事啊。再看第十节。
Verse 10.
那是种子给撒种的人啊，是粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们。种地的种子要增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们主的主使感谢归于神。因此我们可以看得出来，帮助别人的人，神不会闭着眼睛，神会看得到的。
And so we can see here that if you're capable of helping others and you do, then God will not close his eyes and he will be able to see.
在暗中的天父，他必报答这种人。
That in private, God will bless such type of person.
在旧约圣经也有这种例子，那个撒勒法的寡妇她也很贫穷。
That in the Old Testament, we see how there's this widow of Zarephath who was extremely poor.
她愿意帮助以利亚。
He was willing to assist Elijah.
神就照顾她生活了。
And so God then provided for her in her life.
那再来第四个，这个哥尼流，哥尼流他常常祷告神。
Cornelius often prayed to the Lord.
那祷告的意义是什么呢？
So what would have been the meaning behind his prayer?
祷告本来就是，向皇帝，献上虔诚的请愿。
And so prayer represents the implication toward the emperor.
那献上虔诚的赞美还有感谢。
And also in sending the most sincere praises and thanksgiving.
那我们现在是祷告神啊。
And so right now we are praying to the Lord.
我们祷告的对象就是神。
The one whom we're praying to would be Lord himself.
所以也就是献上我们虔诚的请愿，我们有什么请求的。
So it would be the supplication that we want to make toward him.
那献上我们虔诚的，那我们刚刚已经讲过虔诚意思就是有诚意的意思。
And so we have also mentioned previously that being devout would be a form of demonstrating our sincerity.
所以献上有诚意的赞美还有感谢。
And so that we are offering our most sincere thanksgiving as well as praises.
所以祷告不是一个口头禅，不是，祷告啊赞美，感谢神，感谢也不是一个口头禅而已。
And so our prayer should not be merely reduced to a slogan or that our gratitude should not be reduced to slogans.
所以哥尼有这些，行为，有这些优点。
So for Cornelius, he had all these conduct and he had all these good characters.
那圣经一开始就讲到说，这个人的心，是有虔诚，有够诚意的。
And the Bible had in the very beginning mentioned that this person was extremely devout and someone who was very sincere.
我们祷告的态度，就是要像哥尼流一样，常常祷告神，常常。
And that our attitude should be like that of Cornelius, that we pray to God very often.
所以真的有心的话，你就要常常祷告神。
That if we have the heart, then we should often pray to the Lord.
就是很喜欢祷告。
That we want to pray.
因为他有心，
Because we have the heart.
他有心，他献上，好像要向皇帝，献上请愿，赞美，感谢。
And we have the heart to be able to make our supplications, our gratitude known to this emperor.
那当时常常的话，这个皇帝这个印象就很深刻。
But if we can do so very often, then the impression made on this emperor would be quite deep.
因为这个人是常常来的。
Because this person come to me very often.
这个人常常来，并不是说有什么企图心。
But when this person come to me, he do not possess ulterior motives.
是很单纯，是虔诚，出于内心的虔诚，出于内心的诚意。
Rather, his motive is quite pure in that he is very sincere. He wants to express his gratitude and praises.
我们祷告不能够应付。
And so our prayer should not be very superficial.
不是为了祷告而祷告。
It's not that we pray due to the fact that we're just praying. If you don't have the heart, then you should just stand up and not pray.
等到有心预备好了, 把心预备好了, 再来祷告。
Only after you have prepared your heart, then you can come forward to pray.
因为要向皇帝献上, 那皇帝不是, 愚蠢的, 皇帝也是很聪明的, 他看得出来,
to make offerings to the emperor, then emperor is not foolish. He would know and be able to discern whether or not you're somebody who's sincere.
那神更是看人的念心。
And God will be someone who look into our heart.
因此哥尼流他祷告，他是代表诚心诚意的。
And so for Cornelius, he will be someone who pray with great deal of sincerity.
他祷告是包括赞美跟颂赞，赞美还有感谢。
He would include praises and gratitude within his prayer.
因此这个人叫蒙神的纪念。
And as such, God made a memorial of him.
我们今天学习, 啊, 哥尼流, 啊, 这个人物。
And so today we have made mention of this particular character, Cornelius.
啊, 他是个虔诚人,
that he was someone who was very devout.
他全家敬畏神,
and so and he was someone who in his entire household worshiped the Lord.
他多多的做些百姓帮助穷人,
that he was someone who was able to give alms to others and help others.
他还常常的祷告神。
And also he was someone who prayed to God very often.
啊,就要唱诗。
Let's sing him.
218首。
迎接山国荣耀神。